Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Holy Man series. Paul, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good, and we have a really special guest today, Joe Congell. He is one heck of a mystery writer, and he's got a lead character that we need to know more about. So, welcome, Joe.
Hey, Joe,
Well,
thanks for stopping by. How
hey,
did this
thank you.
author thing start for you? How did this author thing start for you?
Well, for me, it goes back to 1991, 92. I really thought I was going to be a cartoonist. And a friend of mine was writing a book called House Training Your VCR, Help Manual for Humans, which was a humorous touch on, or as a companion piece, I guess, for the manuals for the VCRs back in the day. And he had asked me to do some cartoon illustrations for the book, which I did. And it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It got me involved in the process of the publishing world, if you will. And I just decided from that point that I would try to write my own book, but I couldn't do a nonfiction like he was doing. So I went with mystery because that's my favorite genre. And that really kind of got me started. And that was back in 1992. Started writing the book Dead is Forever, which is the first book in my series. Shelved it for more than 20 years just simply because it's time to raise a family and do the right thing when it came to making some money to make that happen. And then picked it back up back in 2017 and published that first book then. So kind of an unorthodox way, I guess, of getting into it, but that's really how it happened for me.
Yeah, definitely seems pretty awesome that how that began, and then you decided to write the book, right? When you had the
Yes.
time.
Yep.
So tell us, specifically the ideas, how you came up with the idea for the book.
Well, the idea for the first book, really is, other than the murder, was based a lot on life experience. I drew on a lot of stories from some of the guys I knew that I used to hang around with, and some of those guys were kind of tough guys, and some hung out at bars a lot. It was kind of a rougher upbringing for a little while, and I used those characters in that book and kind of crafted the story around them with the murder that takes place in the book. So that's really how that became really, I guess, the genesis for the series to come, because I've still used those same characters through today.
Are you into mysteries? Is that something growing up you like?
Yeah, I really am. I mean, that's my favorite genre. That the private eye detective style mystery is really where I like to go, and that's what I like to write. So, I really kind of had a real thing for Robert B. Parker's Spencer series when I was younger. And read all those books, enjoyed that, really came up with a character that I felt really kind of does his character justice, if you will.
All right. So you grew up in this and said, I'm going to create my character based on that. Did you tend to go back and watch some of that stuff or read more of that stuff to kind of really delve into that character and develop it?
Yeah, well, I really couldn't, I
Your
couldn't make
characters
it.
are durable.
Yeah, I couldn't make it the same character as Spencer. So what I really did is just took what I liked about that character, developed my own from there, and of course found my own voice in the meantime, and came up with a character that I felt patterned after that, but really is my own version of really maybe even a little bit snarkier version of him.
How many
So let's talk about character development a little bit. Go, Paul.
Okay.
Never mind.
Go, Paul.
Okay.
Oh,
Now you go,
okay.
Paul.
So. Oh.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
On.
Finish up.
Well, as far as character development, it really, I just, I really wanted a private eye that kind of reminded me of cross between probably the Spencer character, Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer character, and really truly grew my character from those roots, if you will. The development of him has come over the course of four books. And I believe that each one gets stronger as I go along with the development of that. But he's in the very first book, he is really an amateur PI trying to find his way around. There's a 5-year gap, not in real life, but in timeline, between book one and book two. And I had a three series or three short story book in between those that kind of showed the arc of how he became a better PI over time. So.
Great, great. And you just mentioned that was my question. You just mentioned you have four books in this series.
Four books in the series, plus a short story compilation that
Right.
kind of acts as a bridge between book one and book two.
Great. And do you have more planned for that series?
I do, but they're kind of on hold right now because I've been really deep into the Magnolia Bluff Crime Chronicles series. I was asked last year to join the Underground Authors, which produces that multi-author series. And my first book in that series, which was actually book 17 in the overall series, just came out last month. And now I'm working on my second book for that series, which will come out next July.
Great, great. Tell us a little bit about that sort of a transition to Magnolia Bluffs.
Yeah, a little different for me because this is more along the lines of a cozy with an edge kind of a series, if you will. It's not really a cozy series, even though there's some of the authors are cozy mystery writers that are penning some of these novels. But for me, rather than having a private eye detective, I have a retired New York police narcotics officer that's in this book. He relocated down to Magnolia Bluff, gets embraced in a murder very quickly, and has to solve it because of the inept attitude and ways of the Magnolia Bluff Police Department. So a little different than what the Tony Rasolito books are.
Right. Your next Magnolia Bluffs is going to be the same character.
I'm going with the same character. I'm probably about a quarter of the way into that right now. And it's a little bit harder edge than the first one. The first one was me really trying to feel my way around Magnolia Bluff, if you will. So it's a little cozy, it's a little not. There's a murder mystery in there, and a little bit of a love story kind of underlying in there where he meets a girl in Magnolia Bluff that he kind of falls for. The one I'm writing right now, however, has a much harder edge, and it has to do with a serial killer, so much different than what the first one was.
Serial killers are always good.
Now,
Yes.
so Paul, when I was listening to this, just the creativity you're able to come up with and everything. Well, how do you having a series? What do your fans think of it? Like, and like the readers that read all your series, what feedback do you get from them? The readers really enjoy it. They like it a lot. I've had some really good feedback. I have not had many people that have complained about the arc of the series or how it's going. Matter of fact, they've got a fan favorite they've picked out, Vinny Gabriano, who's kind of the wannabe mafia guy, if you will, that actually helps the good guys because he's not really a mafia guy. But the fans really love him because he's from Brooklyn. He loves pizza, and he's kind of the comic relief in the books, if you will. And people love it. And so I've kind of added a little bit more of him in there because of that. So I've taken their suggestions and expanded his character.
That's
That's fantastic.
fabulous. So that isn't that great stuff, Paul, that the authors that are able to come up with these creative ends. And so the newest book in the series, where can people find more information on it in all the series?
All on Amazon.com. You can also find it at I have a blog site, joeconjofictionstories.blogspot.com. You can find the information about me, a little, fun stories on there about me and the books. But the books are all available on Amazon right now.
Oh, that's great, great stuff. Do you have any social media people can follow you as well?
Yep, they can find me on Twitter slash X, I guess, on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. Joe Conjul, author, will get you there on any of them.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe. We appreciate you coming by.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it, Neil.
All right, you're
And
listening
you,
and
Paul.
watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.